is URN University Radio Nottingham.
Hello and welcome to this URN News report on the RMT strikes. Over the past week, this has been a highly relevant topic to the students of Nottingham because it directly impacted those trying to get home over the Christmas holiday period. On the 12th of December, the BBC reported that the strikes during this month were set to go ahead as planned after RMT members voted to reject a pay offer from Network Rail. This offer was described as substandard by union leader Mick Lynch, although in response to the walkout, Andrew Haynes, chief executive of Network Rail, stated that the strike would cause further misery for the rail industry. Given the desire from students to understand why these strikes went ahead, URN spoke anonymously to the picket line at Nottingham Station on the 16th of December. The anonymity was required as Network Rail has a policy in their employment contracts which can lead to the firing of staff who speak negatively about the company. Hello, so I'm with University Radio Nottingham. One of their reporters just come on down to Nottingham train station. And am I correct that you're with the RMT union?
That's correct, yes.
That's correct. And so, obviously, you know, you've asked to be anonymous. That is fine. We'll respect that. And so what is it that's brought you to the picket line today?
So, as it's been widely reported in the national news, the current government are trying to make an attack on our working conditions, and of course they're making a detrimental cost of living crisis, not just to us in the RMT, but to the whole country. And of course we want to stand up and get our message across. You know, we are fighting so that everybody can hopefully get a sustainable cost of living increase. But not only that, protect working conditions and make sure that there's not going to be any incursions on railway safety. And, you know, we're here to protect our passengers while they travel on our system.
Also as well, you know, sort of one of the aims is to sort of get the government around the table with this. You know, do you have any faith that government will negotiate in good faith with you?
Unfortunately, I've never been a huge person who believes in the faith of the Tory party. Unless you've got a huge chequebook with a load of zeros at the end of it, you never really looked on favourably. You know, it always seems that they're looking down towards us. They're quite happily to siphon off millions and billions of pounds to their own mates in, you know, corrupt contracts. But when it comes to looking after their own people, you know, they're quite happy to watch them go into poverty and keep pushing food banks. And, you know, as the campaign that's starting to grow, enough is enough. And that's what everybody's saying. So, yeah, there needs to be some radical change. In terms of them talking to us, I think they will get back around the table because the public momentum really is here. You know, I've been on picket lines for since the beginning of this action. And then, you know, we want to get our message across. And I think the Tories will sit down because the public momentum isn't going away, and it's growing, not just with our union, but other unions as well.
And so, speaking of public momentum, you know, what has been the support from the public? Have you seen sort of anyone sort of come and support you on the line over the past week?
It's been brilliant. You know, we've had various other unions that are going through the same struggles as us. You know, we are the public. We are everyday working class men and women. We've had members from CWU, Unite, the FBU, you know, the university unions, RCN. So there's been a real good collective feeling that we all have the same goal. And hopefully, you know, if we stick it out, we'll be able to achieve it.
I mean, how long do you see these sort of strikes going on? Obviously, there's been earlier strikes earlier in the year. You know, do you see an end to this strike presently?
Well, we can always try and remain pragmatic, you know, there's always hope, and I think that's all we've got at the moment. I know our lead officer and general secretary have been in talks with the Secretary of State and Department of Transport this week, and they have scheduled more talks. We can only try and remain positive that it's going to come to a, you know, negotiated settlement.
And also with, obviously, there's other unions that have gone on strike. You know, you sort of hinted to it in an earlier answer. You know, the UCU, post workers going on strike, nurses. Sort of in the media, there's been a lot of sort of references to a second winter of discontent. Do you believe that to be the case?
Well, it's the whole feeling of the country at the moment, isn't it? You know, as we say, we are the public. So if they seriously believe that we are discontenting ourselves, then so be it. You know, we're not doing it for fun. We're doing it because we're serious. You know, we've got no choice. We're drawing our labour and you know, continuing industrial action is the only power that we have. And even then, they're still trying to attack it with the threat of changing our industrial legislations, you know, and changing anti-trade union laws. You know, we've got probably the most draconian anti-trade union law in the world, nearly. But we can only keep fighting and hopefully get a resolution.
I mean, speaking of the law, the government has plans to sort of implement legislation to prevent strikes from being disruptive. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, I think it's terrible, really. You know, they can't come out in Parliament, you know, in Prime Minister's questions and say that they are the party for the working people when they, at the same time, they're just continuously wanting to erode our rights. You know, it's the biggest hypocrisy and we can all see it. So I do think, you know, there'll be a lot more anger, especially, you know, from as more and more unions are joining the fight. And even, you know, yesterday watching the nurses go out, even the media weren't prepared for that kind of action taking place.
We also spoke to some students who requested not to have their voices in the final report about the impact this strike had on them. One of the students was unable to make a board meeting for a charity they are a trustee of because of the train cancellations, leaving them feeling very frustrated. Another spoke at the anguish at being disproportionately impacted as a student because they are unable to drive as an alternative method of transport. I raised these concerns at the picket line.
Firstly, we obviously apologise for having to take this industrial action. You know, we don't do it for fun. You know, we're doing it because we want to maintain their safety for travelling on our rail services. What I'd also say is I'd encourage them to direct their anger towards the Department for Transport and the train operating companies, because they've got a certain budget that they're paid every time that we take strike action. They never lose any money, so they're still within their rights to be able to put replacement buses on to get your student friends from A to B. They just choose not to because they're still wanting to pocket all that money.
To conclude my interview with the RMT picket line, I finished with a more light-hearted question. Obviously, in sort of some of the papers, we'll say that have sort of come out saying that Mick Lynch is more Mick Grinch. What do you make of that?
I think even Mick laughs at that one. They've got to the point now where we've probably got one of the greatest sort of leaders that you're going to see in modern times. He's straight talking, he's laid back, and he's completely unfeathered in every single answer that he gives. But it's direct, you know. Even a lot of people that are in the political sphere watch Mick and watch his answers, and the way that he just delivers it, you know, they can call him the Grinch all they like, but unfortunately he's telling the truth. They just don't like it.
Is there any sort of final comments you'd like to make? Anything you'd like to add? Tell the students of Nottingham?
Well, I'd just like to thank them for their support on social media. You know, it's not gone unnoticed. You know, I'm forever going through checking various unions, because, you know, I'm not just an RMT member, but I support all unions, and, you know, solidarity to all. You know, I say we've all got that common goal where we want to have the same result at the end of it, where we're all getting protection of our employment, you know, protection of our working conditions, and of course a significant pay rise to keep up with the cost of living. And I'd say to the students that are, you know, maybe thinking about, if they're not in a union yet, I'd encourage them to look at what we're doing and the movement, and, you know, how much of a benefit it's going to be for them in later life to fight for what we've got now. So it's going to protect their future and employment. I'd definitely encourage it.
A DJ. This is URN University Radio, Nottingham.